Chapter 1. The frontier of the British Empire made its foothold at the River Mouse on the Atlantic side of the North American continent at the beginning of the 17th century. For 150 years thereafter, its lodgment was precarious, as its scanty peoples struggled with the adversities of nature, the long communication line to the base at home, the hostility of the native races that were dispossessed, and the jealousy of the other European nations whose realm was thus invaded. France, with a growing power over the whole St. Lawrence Basin, and Spain, with an uncontested grip upon the Gulf of Mexico and its hinterland, lacked the imperial agents with which to expel the interloping British, but not the will. The second generation of British colonials saw the rivalry of the nations turn to war, and then for a century there was intermittent contest for the empire. King William's War and Queen Anne's, the struggle over the Austrian succession, and the Seven Years' War were but phases of the effort to reach a state of equilibrium in Europe. For America, these wars kept the border of the British Empire red with the blood of the regular troops, the Indians, and the settlers, whose homes lay beneath the feet of the combatants to be devastated by them. At the end of the contest in 1763, the isolated colonies were no longer bound only by their imperial bond and their British past. They had acquired a common experience. Their own effort had helped to break the enemy. And they had been transmuted in the fight with nature and the alien until they had become the units of a new race. The American frontier takes shape in the final years of the century of colonial wars, and upon the return of peace, starts upon the conquest of the continent. Its British origin survived to mold its life, but its destiny and its spirit had become American.